Well, welcome back to our program. We have Kim Shook and Rick Schneider, our community education coordinators with Fairhope. Welcome back.
Yes, great to be here.
We're glad to have you.
Good to be here. And that was fun listening to that little adventure where Kim was conference and we were able to comfort that woman completely unexpectedly.
Yeah, it's just amazing how that can happen. And we are helping people and we don't even realize it till after the fact. And it's like, that was a God wink, I believe.
It is.
We call those God winks?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. So here we are, March, and we've got some exciting things coming up this summer. I know we've got our spring symposium, which we're repeating, and that'll be in May.
Yep, May 1st.
May 1st?
Yeah. It is. It's at the AMT Center, the Anita M. Turner Center, here on the campus of Fairhope on Sells Road. And it's very well attended. It offers 6.5 CEs.
Yeah, 6.25, I believe, or 6.5. Yep, depending on which criteria you need.
If you want to go metric or Fahrenheit, whichever way you want to do it.
It's alternative therapies and talking about medical cannabis and therapeutic touch and massage therapy and
chiropractic.
Yeah.
Yeah, because so much of what we do at the end of life is not necessarily physical pain, which pharmaceuticals help. But many times it's emotional pain or spiritual pain. And sometimes, just the emotion of being afraid or being all the family dynamics. And some of these, like, touch therapies can actually calm somebody down.
Yeah.
Well, and, with the opioid crisis, everybody talks about that right now. That's kind of a big deal. And, we always are very careful with prescribing medications here at Fairhope.
Absolutely.
There are myths, and you've talked about the myths on our program before, Rick, where people feel like we just give people morphine and, they die. And, so we're very careful. That's not really what we do. We're not here to over-medicate
people. That's patient-driven with their, the patients that determine how much pain that they're in and how things can help them. And
right, but I think these alternate therapies help.
Oh, yes.
Because sometimes they can help relieve some pain and discomfort, and they can provide distraction. And so it's nice to have these to offer patients.
Well, we were talking before the commercial break about the getting into the bed and allowing the dog in bed with the person who was ill.
Oh, yeah, we did talk about that.
And that calmed her down. She was in pain. And the dog being there, she just cuddled with the dog and she relaxed. So there's that emotional pain that, pharmaceuticals really aren't appropriate.
Right. And then we've got, and so that's the one thing that I think you were touching on a little bit, Kim, was our pet therapy. And,
yes.
I mean, you kind of encourage that in the facilities that you visit. Mm-hmm, but, right. Our pet therapy program has been amazing over the years.
Yes, we have Henry, our therapy dog.
Yeah.
And he goes into the facilities sometimes or into the homes, wherever they call home the patients that we care for. But, yes, Henry can make those visits. And it's, just the touch of petting the Henry
and they start talking to Henry like he's their friend. And
stroking his back and his tail, and it just brings a calming over the patient.
I saw this picture where the sign that was in a city park said, "If your dog poops, pick it up." And the man was holding his dog next to the sign.
You wouldn't have to clean up after him if he's carrying it.
Yeah, well, if your dog poops, pick it up, so pick up the dog.
There you go. Okay.
You have to explain things to the owners sometimes. But, it is, and there can be, different types of, fish. At my doctor's office, they had an aquarium, and I can remember as a little kid just watching to see if you go through that castle again. So luckily, we don't have to lug aquariums around, the pipes and all the cords and everything.
Yeah,
but
that would be hard.
Yeah, any type of animal can, but it's obviously the dog.
And of course, Chester here at the Pickering House.
Yep.
And he even comforts our staff in our meetings when we have ITT meetings.
If he wants to.
Yes.
Yeah. But
sometimes
he'll
take a stroll around the room.
But that's true. People have told me, the families, that Chester came in and just sat there when something was going on.
Well, we get a lot of compliments on him, and he does know when people need him, and he just goes in the rooms and.
Well, even
nice.
Ed Venrick, one of our nurses, had said the deer gather at the windows when somebody younger is actively dying. He said he didn't know if it's emotion going on. Somebody could be in their 30s where they have a young family, but there's a lot more emotion. He says there'll be 5 or 8 deer at that particular window. So, animals do sense when something's going on.
Yes, and the Pickering House has a lot of deer nearby, and the birds and the bird feeders, and so it's just a very
Well, you know,
different environment. As soon as you pull into the parking lot, it's you feel like you're pulling on sacred ground here with the animals.
Oh yeah, Ted doesn't realize what an important job he has. He does our groundskeeping and our maintenance. And Ted's, if you need something, you call Ted.
That's right.
But he does the yard preparation, cutting the grass, making sure we're plowed in the winter time. And your first impression when you come up that drive is what Ted did.
Right.
So, I mean, everybody here has an important job.
Oh, he does a lot. I mean, we've got a, you know, we've got a sprinkled building, so we have sprinkler system and generator, and there's a lot of technical aspects as well when you're taking care of patients.
Sure.
So
and the volunteers.
There's a lot to be involved.
Take care of the bird feeders for us. So.
And we do have some master gardeners in the volunteer corps.
Yeah.
And they do some of the work in the flower beds and things, and It's a labor of love, no matter who does what here. Everybody.
Yeah, we are starting a new volunteer training.
Yeah, it's starting this week as the show's airing. It's starting, and then it'll go through probably the end of April.
And our volunteers go through extensive training to be able to sit with patients and help us out where we need it.
I was talking to somebody, and he said, well, our hospice, the training's like a four-hour thing. I'm going, what? Because we do 3 hours a week, you know, one night a week. For 6 weeks, 18 to 20 hours. And we do, but it's fun. It's not like you're being in college.
Well, and then they can do office volunteering or patient sitting with patients in our No One Dies Alone program.
They can go with you to events?
Yes, I have them go to events
help
with
you
me.
With different things.
County fairs get free pass.
Yeah.
Anybody wants a free pass?
And then Twyla would be upset if we didn't mention Trash to Treasure or cookies.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
Because they help with those things too, our fundraisers.
Yes. And then we have our big fundraiser coming May 2nd. The Celebrate a Life event.
Oh, yeah, the big event.
Yes.
You know, and that we need volunteers there. They do just support work.
Yes.
You know. And,
that'll be May the 2nd at the mill in Lancaster.
Yes.
And that's just going to be a big celebration. So anybody that's interested can really, I think, gather information from our website or call our office.
Yes, they can register online at fairhopehospice.org.
Or call 740-654-7077.
Yes.
So and that's just a night of fun. We're going to have some awards that we give out like we did last year, but the public's invited, and you can get tickets. And we're going to have music and food and the entertainment.
And a live auction.
Yeah. I think Bad Influence is going to be the band there. They're very good.
Yes.
Very talented. So it's just a night to get out and have some fun and, you know, give to a good organization because all that money goes directly to help patients and their families.
Well, you know, it's a good night to have fun. Everything we do is fun. We do work with a lot of emotion. But even here, we have like the Bauer Breakfast Hour where, you know, Darfus is bringing cake every week. We know how to have fun. And even with the county fair where we set up, we enjoy it.
Yes, and you know, encouraged to celebrate the lives of the ones that have passed on our service. And we celebrate life daily with our staff and our patients and their families.
And I think we have a memorial service coming up, don't we?
Yes,
yeah,
this Sunday.
Yeah, it's coming up Sunday, March 27th. And it will be at the Vineyard on Wiley Road. It begins at 3 o'clock, and it's a really nice service. We honor the people who have been on our service for the 3 months previous, or 4 months. We do it three times a year. And we used to do it once a year, and then it got to the point where we'd almost have to have a potty break halfway through because we had a lot of people.
And that's really nice because they invite the families back that we've, you know, cared for their loved one. And they come and they can read their name and they can do like a slide with their picture. And they stand to memorialize their loved one that had passed.
It's a nice time to remember.
Yes.
You know, and then we have, you know, a little celebration afterwards with cookies and refreshments. But it's just a nice time to get to see some of our volunteers and staff. And, you know, we don't want to forget those that have been really important in our lives. So it's a nice time, you know, for families to remember.
Yeah, we don't forget those who have been on service. And it is interesting. That's right, very close to where the original Pickering House was going to be. We had property on Wiley Road in that area. And this is much better where we're at on Sells Road.
Yeah.
A little trivia.
Yeah, we're a little closer to the hospital and to the down to the Lancaster area, so it's a little easier for people to get to, I think.
Close enough that everybody can get to us, but yet it's on a hill and
secluded.
Well, I mean, you wouldn't think we have 38 acres here.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, if people haven't been out, you know, 282 Sells Road, come say hi. But, you know, we talked about Ted earlier, but he's made nice little trails for people to do some hiking through the woods, 38 acres.
Yes.
So it's
and
a nice setting.
Curve back so you can't get lost. You stay on the trail. Yeah. Comes back to where you started.
Have you ever done that? I've gotten lost in trails before. Yeah. It's scary. Yeah, but not here.
The gazebo out there and the natural waterfall out back there and the butterfly garden. So it's just very peaceful and serene, calming to the soul.
Nice place to come every day.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, well, I want to thank Kim, Shook, and Rick Schneider. I want to thank you for being here today. So we'll have you back again.
Okay. With a community education update.
We'll get some more education done here.
That sounds great. Well, I want to thank you for listening today. And remember, celebrate life.